How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. I've got a story for Mr. X that is probably not gambling related, but boy, does it sure smell funny. Mr. X joins us now from callmemrx.com. How are you, my gambling degentleman?
All is good. You're going to hit me with stuff and I'll be, quote, unprepared once again.
Well, I want you to be unprepared to a certain extent, because I like to hear your organic reactions, let's just put it that way. First of all, tonight we're going to go as efficiently as possible. Mr. X is celebrating an anniversary with Mrs. X. It is anniversary number
31.
31!
Yeah. But I mentioned to her this morning, you know how they do the, you know, the gold, the silver, the diamond, the paper, all the different years for anniversaries. I reminded her that I looked it up, and 31 is the podcast anniversary.
Funny how that is. Now,
yeah, so we're good.
I would imagine a lot of people, knowing you, would have said, I lost on the under about 15 years ago on this thing.
At least. Maybe 25.
And I bet all the teaser tickets have also now been wiped out. Yeah? The teaser tickets?
I might have lost you.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I got
now?
You back.
Okay, very good. I was going to say, and I would bet all the teaser tickets as well have been wiped out by now as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They all lost.
Okay, and this despite a boat that says literally on its stern, "Don't tell Mom."
That's correct.
Okay, well, good. Well, I won't delay you too much any further. Here is the story that probably is not gambling related, but sure does smell weird. Headline: former Tonight Show host Jay Leno injured after falling 60 feet down a hill outside a Holiday Inn Express, actually in a Hampton Inn in Pittsburgh. He was with a swollen left eye, bruised face, broken left wrist, and fractured finger. He claims that he wanted to go get dinner when he was staying in this Hampton Inn outside Pittsburgh, because he does still touring stand-up gigs around the country. He doesn't need to. He's got plenty of money. He's 73 years old, but he likes doing it. And he said he saw a restaurant just across the highway and decided to take a shortcut instead of walk the mile and a half to go to dinner, when all of a sudden, in the dark, he didn't realize, oh shit, this is a much steeper hill than imagined, and he tumbled all the way down. The first reaction from people on Twitter was, right. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's in deep with their bookie and is late on his payment.
Sounds like somebody on the way home from that restaurant.
Possibly. That could be on the way home. Who knows? It just sounds very fishy. Now, I know that he's a weirdo and that he doesn't need to work. He was on The Tonight Show, and very successful, by the way, and has plenty of money, has not squandered it, and yet he's still doing stand-up, just grinding away at laugh houses around the country.
Well, call an Uber.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You would think, if he's a man of the people, wants to be out there doing comedy in your chuckle huts across America, then be a man of the people and take an Uber and people will be like, oh my God, Jay Leno is in my Uber, and maybe stay at something a touch nicer than a Hampton Inn, even though they give you free breakfast at the Hampton Inn.
I don't know. I'm not good with heights, but I'm going nowhere near a 60-foot hill, period.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds kind of fishy. One more thing on fishiness. How fishy do you think the Tyson-Jake Paul fight was, and did you put any money on it? Did you advise your subscribers to put any money on it?
Oh, no. I didn't bet it, but I certainly watched it because you knew who was going to win, but I don't like those Paul guys, and I wanted to see him, at least hurt him a little.
The Paul brothers are the most popular, hated people on the planet. Like, they have millions, hundreds of millions of followers on social media and YouTube, and yet nobody I know likes them.
No, I mean, who would have thought that's how you make a living, being hated? I don't know. But as soon as I turned on the fight and saw that they were two-minute rounds, I was like, yeah, that's not going to be.
Two-minute rounds with heavier gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was pretty worthless. But hell, $20 and $40 million, I can't knock them at all.
No, and it was free too. So of course I watched it just because I was curious. There's a lot of people out there that are kind of flexing now, bragging about, I wouldn't watch that if it was in my backyard. I wouldn't open the curtains. You're an idiot if you watched it. You don't understand sport if you watched it. And I just think, okay, stop flexing, bro. If you're a sports fan, you have to be at least mildly curious, even if it is a freak show, as to how Mike Tyson at 58 looks. That's all.
See if he's going to bite an ear. Or, I mean, that's the same thing as saying when you drive by the accident, don't look.
You got to look. Right.
You got to look.
Right. Hey, there's a fight in the parking lot of six midgets going at it. Do you want to see it? Nah. Just going to go to my car. You sure? It's pretty wild.
No, you got to look. You got to look.
Yeah. The TV show that is a TV show about quarterbacks, the NFL, continues to post insane numbers. Kansas City Buffalo pulled in 31.2 million viewers. It is higher than every other sporting event other than the AFC-NFC championship games last year in the Super Bowl. It dusts the World Series, the NBA Finals, of course, the Stanley Cup. You could stack all three on top of each other. The Final Four, the college football playoff. There is no stopping the NFL, Mr. X.
Especially now that they have the Swiftie audience.
Well, I don't even know if that matters.
No, I mean, look, it doesn't.
47 of the top 50 broadcasts this year have been NFL games. 47 of 50.
No, it's you can't. I mean, I hate to say it, but think about this future of this TV market. How, you know, people who go, oh, it's not fair. How do you not turn these things into pay-per-views and subscriptions? And how do you keep giving us the most biggest product in the world for free?
I know, well, for free, but they're selling tons of ads and the TV rights for the networks.
You're giving it to you and me for free.
Well, and thank God they are. I mean, this is the one thing keeping networks afloat, because it's the only thing they can promise to advertisers. We're going to deliver your demo, men 18 to 35, tough demo to reach. And also, it's going to be non-time shiftable. Nobody says, oh, yeah, I heard that the Chiefs-Bills game was pretty good. I'm going to watch it Wednesday as soon as my work calms down just a bit. You can't do that. It's not Yellowstone, people. It's sports.
Tell me one thing in your life that's more important that you get for free.
not much. And it's not just satisfying.
Other than oxygen and water.
Right. It's not just fun and satisfying and exciting when you're watching it. It's exciting to look forward to. So, yeah, so as much as that game killed, there's a couple games that are coming up that will not kill, including Thanksgiving night that is going to involve, I believe, the Cowboys and Giants. Have you seen that slate? That's one they can't flex, by the way. Cooper Rush versus Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah, this might be one of the few years to schedule the dinner late and get some points for, you know. That's a good point. I got to figure that one out. It's a good year for the Lions. It used to be, you know, you hated the Lions game, but now, you know, that's good.
Well, that, yeah.
The Cowboys are at 4:30.
So yeah, Bears plays late. Right. Bears-Lions is your first game. Giants-Cowboys is your middle game. And then Dolphins at Packers on Thanksgiving night. So that should be pretty good right there. Look, it's all football. You can gamble on it. There's an upcoming Dallas versus San Diego, or excuse me, a Chargers, LA Chargers game that they wanted to flex, but they can't because they have a Simpsons-related alt cast that has had too much work done already with the animators, and so therefore they can't flex out of it. Pretty funny, huh? My voice is really going here. That's not good.
Can't make that one. But we can definitely do a 5 o'clock dinner. We don't need the Giants Cowboys.
No, we don't. Okay, let's get cracking on stuff that's going on. You saw the report that Woody Johnson apparently went crazy this year as the Jets were struggling out of the gate, and according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic, wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers after week four and have Tyrod Taylor go in there. He also didn't consult Joe Douglas on the hiring or the firing of Robert Saleh. And then, of course, he fired Douglas, who doesn't have a contract beyond this year anyway, with just eight games to go. This is why ownership always matters, Mr. X.
Yeah, that's true.
Always.
Yeah. I can't say that they wouldn't be at least 3-whatever with Tyrod. I mean, you know, I don't care. You know, their father time is undefeated, and Brady has ruined it for the rest of us. We consider, like, oh, Rodgers is great. He's going to play as long as he wants. He does not look very good at all.
Right.
So
they also lost some close games early on that they just were screwing up. Bad first, you know, bad pre-snap penalties and whatnot. But when your owner panics, when your owner just flies off at the handle, then you're not going to have a chance to build anything. The Jets were actually building a nice team. And then Rodgers became available, and Woody Johnson said, I've got to have him. And he flew out there with the delegation to California to meet with him before they even had a deal in place. And that's when they were cooked. That's when Joe Douglas was cooked. Because he knew whether he agreed with the move or not didn't matter. His job was to go get Rodgers and bring him to New Jersey. And the rest is history.
Yeah, let's be fair. Let's remember that at the time, the second choice was Zach Wilson.
Well, it was, but then again, you have to have a plan of: are we willing to stick it out with somebody bad? Have a bridge quarterback? Are we willing to tank for a full season? What does next year's class look like? And it, you know, on and on. You can't just wing it from year to year. You have to have a 2-3-4 year plan with a fail safe, a backup, an off ramp, and all that other stuff. That's why the Giants are in a bind right now. They thought, well, you know, we got Daniel Jones. He's pretty good. We want a playoff game. Let's keep rolling with him. Well, now that's reached its end. Oh, by the way, their backup that they signed for $5.3 million, I believe, Drew Lock, he's pissed off now because he was promised, like, you're our backup. And now they're like, we're going to skip you and see what Tommy Cutlets has.
How do you do that? Seriously, how do you
Lie to a player's face? Easy.
No, it's not a matter of lying. How do you think he's worth that money and be your two all year?
I know.
And then when you need him, go, yeah, we're going to Tommy Cutlets. Yeah. No, there's nothing good about Tommy Cutlets.
I know. Well, here's the thing. They don't need him. That's the only reason they can skip him. If they were in the race, they would have gone to him, I believe, because he's probably the better option than Tommy Cutlets. But since they don't need him, they might as well skip over him. And it's just good money after bad at $5.3 million. By the way, you know the cap hit on Saquon Barkley this year would have been less than Drew Lock? brain thinking by the Giants.
Yeah, I guess the point is we might as well find out if we have a legit number three quarterback for the future in Tommy Cutlets. Yeah, is that what they're trying to find out?
Yeah, we need to find out, do we have a legit number three? Good idea.
I don't know why else you play him.
All right, Cowboys and Mike McCarthy, as well as the Jaguars and Doug Peterson. You're wondering, why have these guys not been fired yet either?
Yeah, I mean, how do they have – those are two guys in my mind that have been all reputation for many years, and I've never seen it. And they're – I guess you could talk about the Jets, but are there two more disappointing performances this year? There's worse teams, but are there two more disappointed franchises?
The Cowboys, obviously, more disappointing. I don't know how much expectation there was for the Jaguars. They were hoping to make a jump. They had added some players after last year's collapse. So I think both of that. Now, granted, you say they're both reputation guys. They have both won a Super Bowl, if you believe that matters.
Correct. Well, let's put it this way. When I think about disappointing, I often just go straight to the, you know, the Vegas totals. And the Jags were the first team to clinch this week. The under 8.5 that we had is already in the bank. That's a disappointing season when you've already clinched your under with whatever, 7 games to go.
Right. The Cowboys are 0-5 at home this year, and they have lost every game by double digits. They're the first team to lose 5 games in a row at home by double digits in NFL history. And the weird thing is, the previous 2 years, the Cowboys were 15-1 at home in the regular season, and they were winning games by an average of 15 points per game. So clearly everything just fell apart on them this year.
Yeah, well, X3 sent me this today. He said, do you realize the Saints, Ravens, Lions, Eagles, Texans, Packers, Texas A&M, the U.S. men's soccer team, the Canadian soccer team, and Jake Paul
have all won
at
Jerry World.
And Dallas hasn't at Jerry World.
Yeah, that's one of those draw circle around logos graphics. That's a great meme where if you have one team that hadn't done anything, just put their logo off to the side and then draw a huge circle under the question of, has this happened? And then all the teams that this has happened, you circle them and then you point to the other one going, no, that hasn't. Well,
that doesn't bother Jerry Jones.
No. Well, McCarthy's up at the end of the year, so maybe it doesn't make sense to fire him. And you know, the Jaguars have already sold off what assets they can before the deadline, so maybe you keep Peterson, who knows?
Yeah. I think in both cases, it's more like you're so frustrated with those coaches, you do them a favor if you let them go.
Yeah. The Ravens got beat by Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh kicked all field goals, 6 of them. Your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking, when was the last time you heard this sentence? The Ravens loss because the other team's kicker kicked our kicker's butt.
Has that happened a number of times?
I don't think so. I mean, it's never happened. Justin Tucker goes 1 for 3
mm-hmm.
while Boswell goes 6 for 6. I mean, Tucker is, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought getting 1 year or 2 years older, you suddenly can't kick straight, but he's certainly having a tough year.
Score more touchdowns. That's the name of the game. Mm-hmm. Bad beats this week and a few bad picks.
Oh, yeah, I was terrible. I had probably my second biggest loss of the year on the Browns. I always
the Browns.
Wait, yeah.
What is your obsession with the Browns? That's back-to-back weeks.
Well, no, it's a couple weeks apart, but they are the two biggest losses of the year. But it was – okay, it hurts. I took them under for the year, but I lost terribly this week because I was totally convinced in the matchup that they were going to shut down Kamara and the Saints.
Right.
And in enters Taysom Hill out of freaking nowhere
right.
to just – carve them up.
Monster game.
It was not what you saw coming.
Right.
Not what you saw coming. Yeah. That one hurt. But what hurt more was the Broncos-Falcons game, which we had as a second pick of the week at over 45. Because, as I said, the Falcons' D is so bad. We're looking at a huge game from Bo Nix. So that game goes over. Because, of course, Cousins will get his share.
Right.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Cousins and the Falcons couldn't put up a touchdown. And it goes under by a point because they mailed in the fourth quarter with a 38-6 lead trying to get to 45. So those were two really bad beats for me.
I have a question for you regarding bad beats because Scott Van Pelt's piece every week on SportsCenter is quite popular. What constitutes a bad beat? Because I believe in order to populate 4 or 5 different games every week, they have to go to some pretty esoteric things like first half totals for games that nobody watched. And a lot of times it's not a bad beat in my mind that, oh my God, that's so crazy. It's just, here's a close outcome on a sub wager of a game according to the spread.
Well, if you have to come up with 5 or 6 a week, obviously you're going to dig kind of deep some weeks. So I'll give you, I mean, that's the point. I will admit, yes, look, watching SVP's bad beats is legendary, but most of it is just because of the way the two of them put it together. They're fun to watch. But to me, yeah, those are bad. But to me, a bad beat is when you look at it and you got everything right, you know, like your whole what you see coming comes and somehow it, you know, just misses by a hair anyway. To me, that's what I mean by a bad beat. When I look at it and go, if you played again, I bet the same side. I think we were dead on, and it just didn't get there. So I often use that. But obviously, he's more popular than me, so his way of doing it obviously trumps mine by now.
Well, there was a really bad beat, which they saved for the end. That was San Jose State against Boise State. San Jose State was catching 14 and a hook. 14, yes. A nasty number, that 14 and a hook. And they come out to a 14-0 lead, San Jose State. You're up 28.5. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the game, they're in a losing position, but they get the ball down first and goal at the 1 and run 3 plays. Well, it might have been 2 plays. They run one play, a running play that was stuffed at the 1. This would have covered for San Jose State. They would not have won the game, but it would have covered the 14.5.
Yep.
On the next play, they had to wait because there was substitutions. Just like we talked about last week. And then on the final play of the game, their quarterback got blitzed and got sacked, which infuriates you thinking, you're not going to win the game. I just need you to cover, fucking throw the ball somewhere, you dipshit.
Yeah, no, that was a bad one. The worst beat of the week, though, was probably the Monday night Houston game for all the guillotine leagues, including your famous whiskey league.
Yeah.
When everything was over, and for reasons that nobody understands, Joe Mixon's in the game in the last 3 minutes for no reason whatsoever. Dallas already gave up, said, here, you can have the ball. And I'm watching that going, why is Mixon in the game other than to help what's his name in your league get the touchdown and survive in advance?
That was a bad one. There you go. Bimageddon in guillotine leagues this week. Week 12 is a tough one. And many, many fantasy players say, I'm not worried about bye weeks. I'm just worried about, you know, getting to the bye weeks that are going to matter. But if you were a really savvy player, you would have noticed this would be a week in which a lot of very lucrative fantasy assets would be sitting on the sidelines.
Well, you can put me in the category of not very smart.
Okay.
Because my attitude was, when you're drafting way back when, and don't tell me about week 12 because half the roster is going to turn over. And yeah, get me to week 12. I'll worry about it later. And now all of a sudden in the whiskey league, I'm going to go out this week probably because of the bye week. But if I survive, look out. But, oh, yeah, everybody's out this week.
Well, this is the biggest bye week yet. Six teams. And we haven't had more than four teams at all this year. This is six. Falcons, Bills, Bengals, Jaguars, Saints, and Jets. But the Bills and Bengals are the two biggest ones.
Aren't the Falcons off too?
Yes, I said that. Falcons, Bills, Bengals, Jaguars, Saints, and Jets.
Because I know I'm missing Josh Allen, Kamara, Bijan Robinson, and about three other guys. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
So
if you didn't
previous,
plan, you're like me, just praying.
Previous bye weeks, he had four. He went four teams, two teams, no teams in week eight, two teams, four teams in week five.
Well, and mostly it comes down to, you know, bye weeks early, big deal. You got 15 guys out there, you can find one to beat.
Right.
Bye weeks this late, you can't suffer like you could a couple months ago.
And week 13 will have no bye week.
Nobody. Yeah.
So next
week. There's actually a bunch in 14, too.
And then, and then there's one more flurry in week 14.
Yeah.
Boo,
but I didn't
schedule
want to
makers.
Worry about 14, so I just went ahead and put everybody I have in 12. I thought that would be the way to do it. Whoops.
Yeah. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Zabe. Go to selectquote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. It's time for shit teams versus good teams. What do you do?
Yeah, you know, I was looking at that briefly thinking, okay, let me ask you something. You get to this time of year, can you bet on the Raiders catching six versus a hot Denver team? No. Can you bet on Cleveland only catching 3.5 versus
Well, you should be prohibited from betting on Cleveland after the last couple of weeks.
No, yes. I just finished writing on the Bart Simpson chalkboard. I will never
bet on Cleveland. The Browns again.
No. The Giants are only catching six versus Tampa. I mean, Dallas and Carolina hosting Washington and KC, both coming off off losses. You can't bet those five teams. But the public is just pounding those five favorites. And so can you sit back and go, hey, Vegas doesn't know these teams stink. It's just, no, they know. And I always say, if you bet those five dogs, first of all, I don't know that I could do that. You probably go 3-2 somehow. But the two you lose by about 1,000,000 points. But it gets to be, this is the time of year, it gets really hard to play the dogs when they're clearly, you know, starting to pack it in. And yet those numbers just don't look high to me. And the public is just pounding those five favorites.
All right. Remind me of the five you just mentioned, because I've got the spreads in front of me. Go. Because you didn't mention the spreads when you were saying what those games
were. I thought I did. I said Vegas is catching six versus Denver.
Okay.
Cleveland's only catching 3.5 versus Pitt.
Okay.
The Giants are only catching six versus Tampa.
Okay.
Bigger spreads, but maybe not big enough. Washington's laying 10 versus Dallas.
I see 11 right now.
Okay. And the Chiefs are 11 versus the pathetic Panthers. Anybody that can bet on those five dogs is you know, it's a tough bet. It's a tough bet.
Yeah. Even with
There's no way those favorites do that well. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know which ones, but
I don't know.
It's a teaser. It's a teaser time of year. That's for sure. I mean, it really teases you into just laying those numbers, but it's not the way to do it. But.
Yeah. Did you see what Joey Galloway said about Indiana for their upcoming matchup against Ohio State?
Well, let me guess. He doesn't think they're any good.
Well, I once ran out an unfortunate just spitball theory take about a game in which the Packers had lost every wide receiver they owned against an Arizona team that was playing good football. And I kind of said, look, it's week four. Do you really need this game? If they would allow it, I wouldn't mind forfeiting the game. The dreaded F word, forfeit. Of course, I got roasted for it, and the Packers ended up winning the game on a late interception by Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
Or Rasul Butler. I always get them mixed up because there's two of them in sports, and I can't remember which one's which. But that was a dumb take. You never forfeit in the NFL. Anything can happen. Stupid take by me. Joey Galloway said that Indiana might want to consider benching their starting quarterback to avoid him getting injured, because losing this game to Ohio State, which they are expected to as a double-digit dog, I think it's 10.5, is not as bad as losing your quarterback, which would make the committee for sure leave you out, much like they did Florida State last year.
Yeah, the Florida State rule.
Okay. He got roasted for that.
He should. Okay, the math is not wrong. But you're 10.
Well, it's also not math either, Mr. X.
Well, I mean, the math.
A hunch.
What I mean by math is losing the game won't cost you in the polls like losing your quarterback could. That and part of the analysis is accurate. But enter Herm Edwards into the building. You play
to win the game, for God's sake. This is the biggest game in this is the biggest game in Indiana football history. Not benching anybody. Also, Ohio State has just lost their starting center in practice to an injury this week, and they lost their starting left tackle to an injury last week. So they're a little bit banged up. They've already lost to Oregon. Oregon struggled mightily against Wisconsin.
Yes.
I think Indiana might be a live one here. Maybe I'm dumb enough to bet them.
Well, they're catching, I think they're catching two touchdowns.
Is it 14?
I'm looking at it now. It's 13. I was close. I mean, I can imagine I'll be on Indiana catching 13. I got to look closer at it. But, yeah, they're, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't see why they can't play with them. But
it's also a bad week in general for college football.
There's nothing. There's no second game out there other than maybe Army-Notre Dame. Is that the second best game of the week?
If that's the second best game. Then, yeah, I'm taking a bye week before it all gets crazy in the final two weekends of the year.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, I like the 12-team playoff, of course.
How can you say that? You haven't seen it yet. Neither have I.
Okay, I like that.
You like the idea of it. As we all like the idea of it, let's try this coat on for size first.
Okay, well, it's never the toothpaste is never going back in that.
I know, I know.
I guess at the end of the day, I look at this and go, a lot of these games, I think in many ways they're losing their lackluster when you can get in at 9-2 or 10-2.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be don't stub your toe or you're out of the playoffs. And now it's like you're going to debate who gets the 12th spot, you know, an 8-3 or 9-3 Tennessee or I don't know. In some ways it does. I like the fact it's opening. I thought it would be we'd have so many good games down the stretch. And then I'm like looking at this week going, yeah, these 11 guys are already in. I mean, they were playing for the last two spots, and I don't know, it hasn't had the
well, I'll give you a couple. Okay. The second best, I think, game that has ramifications is BYU, ranked 14th at Arizona State, ranked 21st. That has implications right there. And then if you want to stretch it a bit further, you could say that the Ole Miss versus, where do they go here? Ole Miss Florida game is interesting because that's at the Swamp. And Florida's a 10-point home dog. But they have somehow dropped anchor and stabilized under Billy Napier after a very rough start to the season. So Ole Miss could be in trouble here, could be on upset alert. I will be keenly watching that game. That's a noon game on ABC because now they have that package of games, the SEC package.
Yeah. I guess, you know, when we're going to 4-5 Florida for the best game of the week. I mean,
Army's ranked 19th. Notre Dame is ranked 6th. Alabama's ranked 7th. Oklahoma is unranked, but 5-5 and not very good this year.
Oklahoma just beat Maine. Come on.
Well, all right. Well, you'll have to find something to watch on Saturday. Maybe watch some NBA or something. I don't know, Mr.
Well, that won't happen. That won't happen.
X3 will, though, for sure.
No, they're all over that.
All right. Shall we get to Thursday night? You also had a section about betting the NFL. You asked me, is it time for you to change your view of the NFL and maybe reconsider prop bets?
Yeah. I'll give you a quick one on that. I have always, for years, talked about the prop bets and dabble in them and explain to the kids why they're not good. And you can find prop bets, I always said. But my point on them was always, I always used to say, you don't see guys with big bags of money in line to bet over 53.5 receiving yards. I mean, you just don't do that.
Right.
They all have small maximums on those things. But I'm sitting here looking at what a horrific year this has been, how difficult it is, playing just about 500 in the NFL, coming off a really good year last year. And then I look over it on the spreadsheet at the column of prop bets, and X2's at like 67%, and I'm at 68. And I'm like, how long am I going to keep doing this and saying props aren't the way to go? And I'm like, I don't know.
Are you thinking about becoming a prop better only in the National Football League?
I've always recommended small units on them, where you bet 1 and 2 units on a game, I'll do a half or a quarter on a prop. And I guess it's because they're going to win and I can't win that much. I don't know. But it just, at some point, I'm going to have to stop and go, look at the data. How long are you going to win these and keep saying don't bet much on them is kind of what I'm wondering about.
Right. All right, let's review our picks from last week, and let's make ours for Thursday night football. This week's game is not quite as sexy on paper as last week's game was. We have Cleveland against who this week?
They're hosting Pitt. Pitt's laying 3.5.
Got it. You are prohibited from betting on Cleveland, just so you know.
I am. But they are on Thursday.
Last week I had the Commanders, and they were catching – what were they catching last week?
3.5, and they lost. We both missed with Washington.
Right.
That dropped you to 5-6 and dropped me to 7-4 on the year. But we did both hit the under. You finally went on an under and hit it. So you're 5-5-1, and on my totals I'm 7-3-1. Done well on those. And I also hit the prop, so I'm at 5-6 on that. I had Devonta Smith. So this week, you want to go first?
Yes. This week, I am going to bet Cleveland for you. This is my way of preventing you from once again going down in flames with the Cleveland Browns. Give me the Cleveland Brownies, and I will take the under again for the second straight week. What is the total?
37.
Okay.
It's dropping. I will, for the record, very quietly off the record, say I'll take the 3.5 with Cleveland.
Shut up!
I'll erase the chalkboard.
What are you doing?
Well, it's Thursday, man. If this was Sunday, I would skip this game, but it's Thursday, so I'll take the dog, and here's also why.
You have proven that the Browns hate you. They want your money, they want your soul, and you're going right back to them. This girl is no good for you, Mr. X. Give her up.
I'm the cornerback who just got beat for 3 touchdowns, but I'm confident I'm going to pick the next pass. Okay.
And what is your prop? What is your prop bet? So you got the Browns and the over or the under?
No, I'm going under with you also.
All right. There you go.
There's a lot coming. There's supposedly like 30-mile-an-hour wind and rain coming in Cleveland.
Oh, it's going to be nasty.
It's going to be a real ugly, nasty game. Yeah. So you got to take the points. Yeah. You got to take the under. The under will keep going down as the public realizes the weather.
Yeah, so, well, good thing Vegas doesn't know the weather. They're not allowed to look at the weather.
And they
didn't factor this in, Mr. X, as you like to say.
They don't like to put it in too early because then it changes and they get stuck. So it does tend to be a little slow to adjust.
Right.
But I will take Russell Wilson to go under 185.5 passing yards, as I just don't see it be a passing night.
All right. Well, I hope tonight's anniversary is everything that Mrs. X dreamed of. Congratulations. And for those that want more info from Mr. X, you can go to his website, callmemrx.com. You want to follow him on Twitter, go follow him at justcallmemrx. Winning is nice, but getting paid?
Even nicer.
All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
All right. See you, buddy.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.